With regard to the Petrochemical Refinery sale, when you look at it on first construction, just simply looking at the announcement, it's easy to conclude that it was a political decision, in a sense, to design to help recover a situation where so many employees were terminated, so that OWT was given a preference. However, in looking at the details which had been released, the decision looks a little bit more complicated. It really doesn't look as though there were very many serious bidders. If, for example, someone like Glencore didn't make a strong financial proposal, I think the ministers attempted to sell it by saying, what was reported in the press, that there would be an upfront payment of $700 million. But when you read further and you look at the details, it doesn't appear that there's going to be any upfront payment, because they talk about a moratorium period of 3 years and a 10-year repayment program. So that sounds like though the $700 million is going to be paid over a 10-year horizon, and the payments won't start for another three. So that's the first blush. And one would really have to ask, if that is so, and if this was what agreed, what were the other offers like? And since there's no definitive sale agreement, this is just simply an interim decision, and we'll find out the details in due course after the negotiations are completed.